WTOW News Time is 7:05. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Lightning from passing storms yesterday morning in College Station caused momentary power outages, which for some tripped fire alarms. That includes the A&M System headquarters, the Connolly Building, where there was an evacuation. The College Station Fire Department was dispatched there, as well as three other locations, to make sure there were no fires. The Bryan Fire Department reported no calls. Bryan Broadcasting employees saw a lightning strike up close and personal as a bolt hit a light pole in the east parking lot of Crystal Park Plaza, resulting in a flash of bright white and blue-green colors and smashed light bulbs. A professor at Texas A&M University has died, apparently after jumping from an on-campus parking garage. Out of respect for family privacy, we're not releasing any further details of the victim's identity. University police received a medical assistance call yesterday morning about 10:30 from the Northside garage. Investigators do not suspect foul play. The Bryan City Council will take another 6 weeks to consider whether to create a West Side Historical District.
The proposed area is bordered by 30th to the south, William Joel Bryan to the north, Reed to the west, and Parker to the east. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton wanted time to study comments made during last night's public hearing.
We've heard from people on both sides, but I do want to have time to ask more questions of staff and then come to a really good understanding of what we're doing. You may not get another shot at this.
Supporters who live in the affected area include David Riddle.
Based on what we've seen occur on the east side, I think we can feel fairly certain that the effects of this are going to be positive.
Opponents include Wesley Scott.
Properties that are already on the historic register, they're already subject to these requirements, and obviously they have no reason to protest anyone else being subject to the same rules.
The council will hold a public workshop before taking a vote February 26th in order to answer questions raised during comments made last night. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next Monday night, the Bryan School Board is holding a public hearing to take comments about shifting high school attendance zones. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says one of the purposes is about making Bryan and Rudder High both 4A schools for UIL purposes.
What about the freshmen that are currently, or sophomores or juniors or seniors, who are currently at either Bryan and or Rudder? And, of course, that choice would be left up to them. They'd be grandfathered in to the situation where we're not going to make you and change the rules on you midstream. You've already been at one of the schools, and you've already built relationships with those teachers and your friends. And so we're not going to make that. It would start with our eighth grade class coming in.
A map showing the proposed boundaries will be on the Bryan ISD website today. Wallace says no changes are planned for middle and elementary school attendance areas. If approved, the new high school zones would take effect next year. Monday's public hearing will be at the district's administration building, starting at 6 p.m. The state capitol is a familiar place for Charles Schwertner, but the Georgetown physician is among four who have moved from the House to the Senate. Schwertner says his preparation to represent a district that includes Brazos County has included time with his predecessor, Steve Ogden of Bryan.
He's a person I can rely on when I have the need to reach out to someone about an issue that's affected the district. And, you know, he's someone that's on my short list to call. There's a particular issue that I want a little more a different viewpoint or some clarity about what has happened in the past.
Schwertner says there's an upbeat attitude in Austin, much of it due to the statewide economy.
Texas has been a leader in economic development and job creation, and I think we're a shining star in when you compare it to the other 49 states. I look forward to helping advance Texas and maintain its position as the number one economic state.
Schwertner says he will have a district office opening soon in the Twin Cities. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30. or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hello again, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
What about it, Chandler?
I think my eye's swelling shut.
Wazurski, where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties where basically they eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver, is that it?
You got it, Coach.
Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Chandler, go long!
Ow!
You should try catching with your hands.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A flash flood watch remains in effect for the area. Heavy rain and thunderstorms for today. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms will taper off tonight. We're going to be 50 to 55. It'll be turning partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dropping down to 45 to 50. Mostly sunny on Friday with the high very close to 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Luke Jokel is making his way to the NFL. The Aggie basketball team is making their way to the SEC. And the Dallas Cowboys are making their way without the hair.
Okay.
They're looking for a new defensive coordinator.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Rob Ryan and his hair.
Yeah, okay. I was with you, Scott.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's really uncharacteristically long hair for the National
for
Football
For a coach,
League.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So he's gone someplace else, huh? Hope I got a barber there.
They have freed up his opportunities.
There you go. An opportunity to spend more time with his family.
There you go.
Yeah. 7:13, we have the story this morning, just for a moment to kind of focus in on Bryan. And they'll be having attendance meetings about attendance zones next Monday at the administration building, as you've heard Kat do the story this morning. And we have a little soundbite of Dr. Tommy Wallace, who's the superintendent. That's part of really about a 15-minute interview that our one and only Bill Oliver did with the superintendent. It's on our website if you'd like to listen to that in advance of the meeting. I think the people in College Station remember, what was that, about the summer of 2010 when they started talking attendance and zones and how they had to change them because College Station opened up the new high school and the Greensbury Elementary School and kind of shifted attendance zones around. Well, now Bryan is looking at that, and you know it's interesting because you've got Rutter, the newer campus, and it's filling up and it's popular in a lot of ways. And then you've got the original Bryan campus right there on 29th Street that has a lot of empty space in it. It's a big building that doesn't have nearly as many students as it was designed for. And yet they're still Class 5A. And as mentioned in the story, one of the things that Brian's looking to do is have two 4A schools in the school district, because travel is a very real expense and a very real inconvenience. In the time that I can remember, sports and Bryan College Station, you know, Bryan was kind of in the middle of nowhere when it came to being in an athletic district or within a district within the UIL, more than just athletics. Sometimes they had to travel as far as Cleburne, way up north, to play a district game, and then for a while they were in the district with a bunch of Austin schools, and then down in the near Houston area. So they've had to move around a lot, and if they can change to a situation where they've got two 4A campuses, then they'll be able to probably be in the same district with the two College Station schools in time. And so that would certainly cut down on travel expenses, and that's one of the things that they're mentioning. But I think there's a whole lot of discussion about classes that are available on both campuses, and there'll be certainly some pretty serious discussion as Bryan gets started looking at how they kind of try to shift people around, students around.
Makes for some fun rivalry type scenarios.
But it does. It certainly does. And you know, and Dr. Wallace did mention the idea that this will only be will just have an impact on the kids who are coming into the system.
Yeah,
if you're
graders.
A junior or senior, then you're not going to do that. But, you know, same thing if you got a kiddo who's going to school there and their brother or sister would be going to another campus. I mean, there are a lot of different – there are a lot of variables in there. But it's about a 15-minute interview, and if you want to hear that on our website, it might prepare you, again, as we try to do, for things that are coming up and might be a little interesting.
Something also to consider on that, because we've just started working here, having nothing to do with the schools, but we've got our podcast faster now, so you can pick those up like at 10 o'clock.
Ah, very good. Okay.
The morning show is completely podcast by 10.
All right, you can do that. Wonderful. So after Johnny won the Heisman Trophy, mm-hmm. you know, the Twitterverse blowed up with his girlfriend.
Right.
You know, who was from San Antonio, I believe, and had done some modeling and that sort of stuff. Well, then, of course, Monday night, they find her name is Catherine Webb. She's a former Miss Alabama, and she apparently is A.J. McCarron, the Alabama quarterback's girlfriend.
And Britt Musburger went bananas.
Yeah, now see, and I don't know. I heard the comments. I don't know that I necessarily thought it was creepy, but there were some people who thought there was enough people who thought that it was kind of creepy that ESPN released a statement and having to do with Mr. Musburger possibly being out of line. But, you know, they asked Catherine about it. She said, "I didn't look at it as creepy at all." Of course, the fact she used creepy is probably not very good. for a woman to be called beautiful, I don't see now that that's an issue. So we'll see. What was funny is that her cell phone was dead, so she didn't know that the Twitterverse was blowing up. It took people next to her going, "Hey, look, this is what's on Twitter right now." As of 6 p.m. Tuesday, she had 175,000 Twitter followers. Okay, A.J. McCarron's only got 114,000, so she's got more than he does.
She's course, better looking.
That's right. That's it. Pretty simple. According now, again, and she's a graduate of Auburn, which is kind of a
yeah, they were talking about site. That because they said kissing anybody from Alabama if you're from Auburn is a no-no.
They met in early December. It says here, when he attended the Miss Alabama USA pageant. Well, what's he doing over there?
Yeah, why are football players attending?
Just over there, just kind of seeing what's out there.
Sounds like
play.
Somebody was doing a little bit of hunting.
That's right, just out there seeing what's in play. She was born in Montgomery and grew up in Phoenix City.
I'm in play here at work.
Okay,
I just want to put that out there.
Hey,
that?
Kevin, she didn't say that, did she?
I should believe she did.
All right, there you go.
Just saying.
But you can't just come up here, okay? I mean, if she wants to go ahead and announce her schedule as to where she'll be, that's fine, but don't just be coming up here. What are you doing up here? Could you see that? Somebody come up here. I just came up here to see Kat. That's not creepy at all.
No.
Not creepy at all.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen anyway.
All right, well. Yeah.
We do have security locks on all the doors.
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, so.
Codes on the elevators. Don't even try.
Yeah, that's it. So, even if they can't afford the real thing, many women still strive for the designer look and have no problem buying knockoffs. Somehow, Kat, I don't think of you as that kind of person.
Well, I'm not sure whether to be complimented or insulted.
Oh, well, no, I think you should. Well, I'm meaning it as a compliment in that, You're not a slave to fashion, I don't believe.
And oh, so,
are you a
again,
slave to fashion?
I'm not sure if this is a compliment or an insult.
Okay, I haven't seen you in, I think I've seen you in one social setting. So, yeah, okay, basically that's
one
right.
One social setting, that could be an insult too.
Oh, no, that just means, no.
What's wrong with you, Scott?
Yeah, really.
Just stop.
I mean,
stop
yeah,
right
really,
now.
Right. I mean, the other day I saw her, she's wearing her Navasota leather jacket and blue jeans. That's not a fashion statement. A popular fashion statement. No, the idea is I don't think of you who would go out and buy something that looks like a Louis Vuitton purse just so people would think you have a Louis Vuitton purse.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment.
Well, yeah.
Oh, would you?
No.
Would you buy a knockoff? Okay, see?
Yeah.
But anyway.
It depends.
I think the damage is done.
Nice.
The damage is done. Man. Scott's already broken my heart.
Wow. Three quarters
it's
of,
over.
You know it. That's it. Three
us.
Quarters of women questioned in the poll admitted that they had knowingly purchased a counterfeit designer item. And many said they had as many as 5 fake dresses or handbags or wallets or jewelry or pairs of shoes. More than half bought knockoffs because they couldn't afford the designer label, while 37% wanted to impress friends or family.
With the fake one?
Yep.
I have a Folex.
Do you?
That was my souvenir from New York. That's what I wanted.
It made your wrist green after the third day, right?
Pretty much, but I just wanted the Folex.
There you
did
go.
Did you put 25 cents and turn the crank for it to come out? Or no, were you worried you'd get a tattoo instead?
No, I'm sure it was a direct sale vendor.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
No, this is my thought on fashion.
He opened up his jacket.
Ah, very
oh,
nice.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. The fact is, if you're not fashionable, if you don't do anything that's too fashionable, then you'll never be out of fashion.
Well, that's true, and that's fine. That's okay. There. You complimented yourself because somehow you thought I was not complimenting with you. What's interesting, though, is 9% of the women said they simply couldn't tell the difference. Really? Well, use them for a while, and you'll see the difference, probably. Handbags and wallets were the most popular items. About a third of the 2,100 women that were questioned in the poll said that's what they would purchase, is purses and wallets. Okay, we were talking earlier, and of course, you're battling it right now, Kevin, the junk that's going around, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, I mean, we're hearing the stories about the flu, right? I mean, this is the biggest push I can remember for get your flu shot that we've had in recent time.
I heard somebody say that the flu mixture they have this year isn't the right one, though.
Oh, well, no.
I don't know that to be true.
Yeah, it's evolved. Yeah.
Hello?
He said he opened up his jacket. Was that Musburger?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. They're listening too closely. Okay, so there are a lot of people who are getting sick for any number of reasons, whatever they happen to be. So now, this is what it's all about. This is why we have apps. If you're sniffly, stuffy, sneezy, and achy, remember those? That was only
one of several other dwarves.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, those are the ones, like sniffy and stuffy and achy didn't make it, right? But sneezy did, right? Wasn't there, was there an elf named Sneezy or whatever, dwarf? Yeah.
There was one named Sneezy.
Okay, but see, whatever happened to achy and stuffy? Anyway, so if you would like to blame it on somebody, maybe that would make you feel better, but can you do that? And the answer is now, yes, you can. There is an app that is Help, I Have the Flu. It's a new Facebook app that trolls through friends' profiles looking for keywords such as sneezing, coughing, and vomiting. Oh, good. As well as check-ins to find the culprit. Clicking on the Who Made Me Sick button on the Facebook page will track down your prime suspect.
Oh, I love that. Walk up and confront somebody. You got me sick.
Yeah,
my app said
again,
so.
I know Facebook, but I love that. Let's have a button for Who Made Me Sick. Anyway, so if you do that, then you'll be able to find out who your prime suspects are, such as those who have mentioned the word flu in their status updates, or those who had multiple late-night posts with sleep deprivation. The app reasons that if that's the case, then these are one of the prime suspects, and they'll put you in the advanced area when it comes to maybe even getting sick yourself. Once again, the internet is good for so many things, or in this case, Facebook. By the way, I got another Facebook story if I can find it later. I don't know. Oh, here's the shock. The folks at the Current TV, remember Current TV, that's the Al Gore.
Al Jazeera West.
Yeah, exactly. Al Gore sold that to Al Jazeera just all of a sudden. Well, some quotes that are being posted. Uh-huh. Quote, of course Al didn't show up for staff meetings. He has no credibility. Number two, he's supposed to be the face of clean energy, and then he sells his channel to the Emir of Qatar. Currently, Current, the TV network, never even took big oil advertising, and Al Gore, that BSer, sells to Qatar. The next one, we all know that Al Gore is nothing but a BSer. Next, we do stories on tax code, and he sells the network right before the new tax code kicked in.
Interesting how that works, isn't it?
And then Al was all about lecturing us on green. You're right. He kept his word. It's the green of money.
His hypocrisy knows no bounds.
My goodness, those people don't like Al. And again, Al's fat and definitely fat.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Rain will continue for today. It starts slacking off tonight. 65 is the high today. 50 will be the low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow we'll have sunshine and 67. That's pretty spectacular weather for middle of January, isn't it? And then 71 on Friday, 68 on Saturday, and the chance of rain continues. It cools down a little bit. 42 will be our low on Saturday night. Then chance of rain and 52 for Sunday. But, boy, after we get these showers out of here today and tonight, we'll have really nice temperatures. Speaking of the showers in here, have a look at the radar. All of Brazos County is getting some sort of light shower activity right now. Burleson County, it's a little bit heavier there, but we're not really seeing any of the red stuff. This is lighter rain than we saw yesterday, but they said accumulations could be up to 2 inches in some areas because it's all pouring in from down south of us. And again, to look at the current conditions, 96% relative humidity, light rain, and we've got 62 degrees out there.
Worried about missed W-2 and 1099 business filing deadlines, penalties? No more. SpeedyFiler.com from Greatland turns filing chaos into filing simplicity. One click and SpeedyFiler.com imports your data directly from your accounting software and then transmits your W-2s and 1099s to the appropriate federal and state agencies. It even prints and mails all recipient copies automatically for you. Just click the button, you're done. That's Speed, the letter E, Filer.com. SpeedyFiler.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the Biden group is hard at work, folks. That's the gang that Vice President Bite Me put together to come up with new gun control legislation following the Newtown, Connecticut elementary school shootings. Now, as the Washington Post reports, what's emerging from the group is far more comprehensive than just an assault weapons ban. Bite Me's group is discussing universal background checks for gun buyers, creating a massive new layer of bureaucracy to track the purchase and movement of weapons, stronger mental health checks, and stiffer penalties for giving minors guns or carrying guns near schools. The Bite Me group is developing close ties to New York Mayor Bloomberg, too. They're reaching out to big gun retailers like Walmart to pit them against gun show retailers. It's all part of a strategy to combat opposition from the NRA. And when the Bite Me gun group rolls out their plans, you guys, the NRA, will be the primary target, even more than you already are. The Bite Me group is also laying the groundwork to accomplish some of their goals through executive orders. This bunch wants to act this year while they believe momentum is still on their side. But here's my question. If stiffer gun laws can prevent these tragedies, then why not go all the way? Why not ban mass murder? Surely that would give us the protection society needs. Yet no one in Bite Me's group has proposed that, which disappoints me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know what you need to accomplish to start this new year. You need to think about legal protection for your family and your business. Now, where do you turn for affordable legal solutions you can trust? LegalZoom.com. With an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, LegalZoom has been helping families and businesses get personalized legal protection for the past 12 years. To form an LLC or protect your family with a will or living trust, LegalZoom documents are state-specific. Their step-by-step processes make it simple. and you can even access an extensive network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. Now, LegalZoom is not a law firm. You can get self-help services at your specific direction, or you can speak to a legal plan attorney to get your questions answered and get ongoing advice. Before another year passes by, cross things off your New Year's checklist today at LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. No one was hurt, and there was no property damage from lightning strikes associated with storms moving through the Twin Cities yesterday morning. College Station firefighters did respond to four alarms that went off due to momentary power outages caused by lightning. One resulted in the evacuation of the Connolly Building, the headquarters of the A&M system. At Crystal Park Plaza, the home of Bryan Broadcasting, some saw a flash of bright white and blue-green colors after lightning hit a parking light pole. And the Bryan Fire Department had no calls during the storm. Bryan school administrators are recommending changes to the attendance zones of the district's two main high schools. Maps showing the proposal will be on the Bryan ISD website Wednesday. A public hearing's been set for Monday night at 6. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says one of the purposes is to eliminate transfers between Rudder and Bryan High.
We're looking at ROTC being able to be offered at both high schools, not just one. And looking at ways we can do it to where wherever a person is zoned, that they can go to school. In a perfect world, we eventually want Bryan ISD to be where it does not matter what your zip code is, you're going to have a wonderful education and you're going to have a wonderful opportunity to succeed in life.
Another intent to increase the student body at Rudder and reduce population at Bryan High is to make both schools 4A for UIL purposes, which reduces time and travel for extracurricular activities. The idea of a historical district on Bryan's west side has been discussed off and on for 30 years. Last night, the city council delayed action for another 6 weeks.
The council heard from 15 speakers, most who live in the affected area. Opponents include Gray Santana.
The west side has been preserved since day one by the people that live on the west side. If we waited on the Historic Landmark Commission to do something or not do something, we'd still be waiting.
Supporters include Howard Hart.
There will never be another Bryan original town site. If we don't preserve this now, there won't be another opportunity. We need to preserve this legacy.
The council unanimously supported Ann Horton's motion to take time to study issues raised last night.
I don't want to just rush into this, and I realize there have been a lot of meetings that have been held, but this is the first time we as a council have gotten together to really discuss this. So I want to make sure that we have all the facts and that we are ready to proceed.
The council will hold a public workshop before taking a vote February 26th. Boundaries of the proposed district are Parker to the east, Reed to the west, William Joe Bryan on the north, and 30th on the south. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Police at A&M who responded to a medical assistance call yesterday morning found someone who apparently jumped from the six-story north side parking garage. Investigators do not suspect foul play in the death of a university professor who was killed. We are not releasing further details of the victim's identity out of respect for family privacy. A new legislative session underway means new representation for Brazos County, including Senator Charles Schwertner.
in my opinion, public education and the issues that face public education are job number one. I guess second would be infrastructure, in particular water infrastructure, but also transportation and energy. And then third is healthcare and healthcare policy and the ever-growing and expansion of the Medicaid costs and what that does to the other aspects of the state budget.
Moving from the House to the Senate has meant some adjustments.
You're one of 31, and you cover a larger geographic region, and obviously 811,000 individuals and 161,000 children. Your impact is felt more on the Senate side.
Since last November's election, Schwertner says he has met throughout the district with individuals as well as leaders at A&M and the man who preceded him as Senator, Steve Ogden O'Brien. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's 7:36. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
A flash flood watch remains in effect for the area. Heavy rain and thunderstorms for today. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms will taper off tonight. We're going to be 50 to 55. It'll be turning partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dropping down to 45 to 50. Mostly sunny on Friday with the high very close to 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now it's an opportunity for someone else to step forward.
And that's because Luke Jokel is going to the NFL. We'll cover that plus a whole lot more coming up, along with the SEC first action for the Aggies against Arkansas at Reed Arena tonight, coming up in 12 minutes with sports.
All right, very good. Bill Flores joins us this morning from in the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on with you and Kat, Bill, and News Talk 1620.
Hey, listen, an opportunity with Congress not in session that you'll be able to be out in the district. Can people, what's generally the format of that?
Well, this week we're going to be spending some time in the office, and then I have to spend some time doing some planning on our legislative agenda for the rest of the next 2 years. And then on Monday, I'll be up in the northern part of the old district to help have a handoff between Michael, that part of the district, and Michael Conaway.
Okay. One of the things that obviously made a lot of news last week was that it appeared that the House wasn't going to take any action on relief for Hurricane Sandy victims. Eventually they did, but not before the Speaker caught quite a bit of heat.
That's true. I think the reason the Speaker delayed the bill is that if you look at what the request was from both Governor Chris Christie and Governor Cuomo, and then that was distilled into a request from President Obama, that was full of pork. It was full of money that wasn't going to get spent for 5 years, and they were trying to jam it through real quickly before anybody had a chance to look at it. And the Speaker, I think, was trying to do the right thing and be deliberative by going through and peeling out what money do they actually have to have now versus what money can we look at through the future appropriation cycle. And that, given the crud that was in that bill, and I'm being nice when I say crud, they had to, I think it took a little longer than he expected, so he delayed consideration, and then that caused some people to freak out and get a little vocal about it. So ultimately what he did is he put a bill on the floor to increase the borrowing capacity of the flood insurance program, and then saying he would put the rest of it on the floor and on January the 15th.
But he didn't come out looking very good in it.
He didn't. I wish that it hadn't happened that way, because it did look like the House was holding up relief. I think if I would have done it, I would have looked at something other than increasing the funding for the flood insurance program and maybe just giving a little bit more money to FEMA to handle some immediate claims. Although FEMA is in pretty good shape until around the end of this month, because they were already fully appropriated last October.
Bill Floor is joining us this morning. Let's talk about funded till, because once again, you really, didn't go over the cliff, but sequestration's just been kicked back 60 days. That really has not addressed the true problem we're talking about.
No, the sequestration, 2 months of sequestration is in federal terms is not many dollars when you look at the fact that we're running $1 trillion deficit every year and that our unfunded obligations are growing by about $10 trillion a year. The unfunded obligations, the ones we really need to take a look at, that's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, programs like that. And so, pushing sequestration back a couple of months didn't do anything. We need to look at the structural drivers of our debt, and those are those huge entitlement programs. Now, we'll look at discretionary spending as well, but we need to look at the big drivers.
Well, there's so many, Bill Flores joining us this morning from the district. There's so many moving parts in this, but, we're now hearing leadership of the Republican Party saying, spending cuts are where we have to be. We need to be in this situation, and that's where the line is going to be drawn in the sand about true spending cuts and not passing this long-term debt on to our grandchildren.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, we look at this the same way that an American family looks at it or American business, and that is you can't spend beyond your means. Federal revenues in fiscal 2012 were about the same as they were during our peak economic year of fiscal 2007. But spending has gone up by 25%. So if you just look at that at face value, what does that tell you? It tells you the same thing or it tells you how to address it, and the family would address it the same way. And it's like, we got to get our spending under control. And so the president says, we're not going to touch spending, but we're going to raise taxes, and we're saying we got to look at spending first. Well, there you can see where the conflict's going to be immediately.
But you can, at the same time, don't we know that there's going to be a battle over raising the debt ceiling again soon?
Yeah, and that's the reason we're talking about spending now, is because in order to get the debt ceiling raised, there's got to be some fundamental reform of the way we spend money in the federal government. And the president said, oh, no, everything's just fine. We don't have a spending problem. And we're saying, oh, yes, you do, and we're going to get it under control. And I kind of think it's cute the way he's tried to say that we're raising the debt ceiling to spend the money that we already spent. Well, he's the one that's been behind the huge expansion of all these programs, like food stamps and Obama phones and things like that.
Politico has an interesting piece about what it calls the hell no chorus when it comes to some sort of further gun control. Now, we already know that you were against doing anything. I'll let you go ahead and flesh those terms out. But I also want you to address the idea that we might see some sort of an executive order that would bring in new gun control measures.
Well, the president doesn't have the authority to do that through executive orders. And so I would hope that we would be able, through the appropriations bills or by overruling the executive order via legislation, to be able to stop him from doing that. The problem is that with Harry Reid in the president's pocket, you can't get legislation through the Senate. So if the president puts in an executive order, no matter how hard we work in the House, it's going to be hard to overturn that, even if it's outside the Constitution.
Now, but at the same time as you say that, an article that I'd seen earlier this morning, having to do with, in the National Journal, I think, having to do with this is a president who doesn't snooze. He doesn't, whether you deserve the respect or not, he doesn't come to the House, doesn't come to the Senate, doesn't work the phones the way that presidents have done in the past.
No, his view of the White House is more, of the executive branch is more as a monarchy, and that Congress is just an inconvenient part of the government that he has to deal with, and he doesn't do it very well.
Well, but then doesn't that, as always, I believe the legislative branch has a true responsibility then to thwart whatever this president who wants to put too much influence on the executive branch. Isn't it you guys' responsibility to take care of that?
Absolutely. But the problem is you've got to be unified between your two houses to do it. The House of Representatives and the Senate have to work together to either A, set to execute an agenda, or B, to stop his constitutional overreach. And with Harry Reid aligned with the president, you're just not going to get that done. Now, we have tried, but it's been difficult. And we've had some success around the margins through the appropriations process and getting him slowed down, but not nearly to the extent we need to. Now, you know, the next thing people say was, well, impeach him. The problem with impeachment is the trial happens over in the Senate. You can already guess how the Senate's going to vote on an impeachment trial. So why put yourself through the political uncertainty of an impeachment process?
Well, you know, I would just presume that Republican leadership needs to make sure that they raise their, I guess, their opinion in the eyes of the general public, because if not, you really could be looking at losing the House in the next cycle.
Well, I don't know that we're going to have any problem maintaining the House, but we do have to. You do hit on a chord, and that is we've got to get our messaging right. I think we've been losing the messaging war. I think we've been spending too much time talking about facts, and the president spent all his time talking about emotions and trying to cater to one group versus another, one part of our society versus another. We're going to have to get a better, more cohesive, crisper messaging that you can do in about 10 seconds or less, and that's just difficult to do, but I'm hoping we will. And even when we get that, with 233 of us, you can guarantee there's going to be 30 or 40 of them, and they're out there in some other messaging platform.
Yep, versus, can't hurt them all together, can you?
No, you can't. They're like cats.
When does Congress go back in session?
We're back in session next Monday.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Bill Flores joins us on just about every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Well, congrats to the Aggs on their number 5 ranking. Yeah. They're winning the Cotton Bowl, and I'd ask our listeners to pray for our military men and women in our country.
All right, thanks.
Is spending more time with family and friends on your list of New Year's resolutions? If only you had more time. By calling the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you can. Molly Maid will customize a plan that fits your needs, budget, and schedule. Start your year off right. Enjoy coming home to the clean you can trust. So what are you waiting for? Call 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Is it possible to be addicted to your spouse? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. An article in a major newspaper recently caught my eye. The piece featured a letter from a middle-aged woman lamenting the fact that her husband found her so unbelievably attractive that she couldn't get dressed or undressed in front of him without her husband wanting to get frisky. Instead of being flattered, the woman said, "I hate this. I'm sick of it." Now, I'm sure there are women or men in the audience who wish their husband or wife were equally amorous and interested. But this particular lady was seriously worried and wondered if her husband had an addiction. Of course, it's impossible to know all the details of a single case, but it sounds to me like this woman's husband might be confusing genuine affection with the act of physical sex. Experts will tell you that some people, and mostly males, are touch-deprived as children. As a result, when they grow up, the only way many of them know how to show affection is through sexual touch. The applicability of this for lovers is obvious. Ideally, we should have a more balanced and broader range of responses to our spouse. But for those of us with kids, it also means we should be deliberate in developing and cultivating a spirit of natural affection around the house. I know Jean and I have been hugging our boys since they were born. And though I know the time is coming when they're going to prefer a handshake or a high five from Dad, you know what? Those hugs ain't going to stop coming. To help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. "Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You about to do the sports? You ready about to do that?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
But before we do, okay. You know, before we do, we have something.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Whose birthday is it?
It's his birthday. He didn't tell us. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't bake anything.
Yeah.
It's really okay.
Well, it's his first year here, and now we've got him in the cycle. We can do that. Let's see if they'll finish up. There we go. Okay. Yeah, your daughter called to tell me that.
Oh, really?
Yes, she did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they sent me a little video this morning.
No, yeah. She was driving and talking on the phone. How old is she?
Six.
Yeah.
Bright kid.
There you go. All right.
All right. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. It's 7:50. It's time for your sports on WTAW. Texas A&M's fourth 11-win season in program history has had its rewards. Five. They are the number five team in the country in the Associated Press. They're the number five team in the country in the USA Today coaches poll. With a successful program comes some poaching, though. We've already lost two assistant coaches to become head coaches now at other schools, and Luke Jokel is headed to the NFL. Here's Alan Cannon, Associate Athletic Director of Media Relations, on his departure.
You know, there have been great ball players that have come through Texas A&M, and Luke, definitely a consensus All-American, the first Outland Trophy winner. He will be missed, but now it's an opportunity for someone else to step forward. And there are some young, talented offensive linemen that haven't got to play a great deal that may be able to step forward. And you look forward to these opportunities, but you also want to wish Luke all the best at the NFL because I think he's got a very bright future.
This all comes on the heels that Johnny Football and Luke Jokel were both named to the USA Today All-Bowl team. Jokel, the junior left tackle, offensive left tackle, and consensus All-American, is projected to be a first-round pick and could go as high as one of the top five picks in the draft. Sophomore Cedric Obwehi, who will more than likely replace Jokel, tweeted that Jake Matthews, the other prospective NFL player, is actually going to stay put at A&M. Speculation is he's staying to play with his brother, who is backing up senior Patrick Lewis, and after Lewis graduates this spring, then the two brothers could play next to one another. Moving now to Aggie basketball, with a record of 10-3, they hit the hardwood tonight in their SEC opener against Arkansas, who comes to Reed sporting a 9-3 record. With the start of SEC play, I got a chance to talk to Coach Kennedy and ask him what the difference between playing in the Big 12 and playing in the SEC were.
The SEC is, and you hear it in football, is speed and athleticism, maybe more athletic than the Big 12. The Big 12 has more size and traditional post players, kind of like Courtney Robinson and Ray Turner. And you'll see Arkansas has athletes. You know, Marshawn Powell is a very good athlete who can run the floor and score and do a lot of different things. I think the athleticism of the leagues is probably the biggest difference.
Tip-off scheduled tonight at 8 o'clock, and you can hear the buzzer-to-buzzer action right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW with Dave and Al. James Harden and Chandler Parsons combined for 51 points last night in the Houston Rockets' 125-112 win over the L.A. Lakers. Houston trailed by as many as 14 points in the first half before rallying back to pick up their fifth straight win. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has been fined again, this time $50,000 by the NBA for his public criticism of the officiating. Cuban, who has been fined more than $1.5 million by the league during his 13 years of owning the Mavs, expressed his frustration with the officiating on his Twitter page following the Mavericks' 99-96 loss to New Orleans this past Saturday. The Eagles will interview Lovie Smith for their coaching vacancy tomorrow. Smith, who was fired after 9 seasons with the Bears, he led Chicago to 3 division titles, won an NFC championship, but lost his job after the team went 3-5 following a pretty good 7-1 start and missed the playoffs. The Cowboys have fired defensive coordinator Rob Ryan. Head coach Jason Garrett made that announcement yesterday, and the Dallas Cowboys also with the receiver Dez Bryant. He's undergone successful surgery on his broken index finger after postponing the procedure because the Cowboys had a chance to make the playoffs. Redskins quarterback RG3 will undergo total reconstructive surgery of his right knee early this morning to repair an anterior cruciate and lateral collateral ligament, but is expected to be ready for the 2013 season opener. Dustin Johnson had extended his own winning streak by shooting a final round 5-under-68 to win the season-opening Tournament of Champions tournament by 4 shots over defending champ Steve Stricker. Johnson's victory now makes 6 straight years in which he's won at least one golf tournament. NHL owners will gather in New York to vote on the tentative labor agreement reached with the union last weekend. A majority of players also must approve the deal for the hockey teams to return to the ice. If there are no snags, ratification could be finished by Saturday, camps open Sunday, and the 48-game season will begin on January the 19th. That's been your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, and then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Here's an actual customer of Advanced Carpet Cleaning.
I've been using Advanced Carpet Cleaning for over 15 years. I use David and his staff because of their meticulous attention to detail. They are always on time, and when they're done, my house smells fresh and the carpets and area rugs look brand new. They also clean our tile, grout, and furniture. I recommend Advanced Carpet Cleaning to my family and friends because I know that they will do a good job for them too.
Breathe new life into your carpet with Advanced Carpet Cleaning. Call 696-8899.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, as we were saying, you know, the Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Las Vegas this week, so we're going to hear about all sorts of new gadgets and gizmos and things we just can't live without.
Yep.
As long as you got the money to afford it.
Yep.
So if you're looking for a smartphone with a really big screen, Consumer Electronics Show says a Chinese phone maker named Huawei has come up with a phone called the Ascend Mate, a smartphone with a 6.1-inch display.
How are you going to put that in your pocket?
I don't know. Put that up to your ear. It's like you're, what, carrying around a Subway sandwich. I don't know. All right, that's what they say they're going to do for us, so hope.
Just
hope
talk that on your iPad.
Yeah, well, and again, not sure. And I guess, do you talk at it, or do you put it up there next to your face?
If I had to guess, that is Bluetooth enabled, and if for the ladies, you keep it in your purse.
Probably true. New study pretty much proves the younger generation needs to be put in timeout. We probably already knew that. Today's 18 to 34-year-olds are rude. They are less likely to say hello to neighbors or open the door for elderly people. That would be over 55.
That's elderly?
That's, well, again, They're talking 18 to 34s. They are 23% less likely to carry out the actual common courtesies than people who are over 55. Yeah, we know that.
Because they've lived their whole life online.
Well, a psychiatrist says that they're way too plugged in, exactly, to their iPhones and their iPads. Yes, what? You have to turn your own microphone on. Yeah, you have to do that. Yeah, okay. She came down here with a big frowny face because I wasn't letting her talk, and she has to turn on her own little microphone.
No, my green light is on.
Oh, well.
I just thought, they've turned me off to talk about how rude my generation is.
Wasn't on in here. Yeah, so, but, well, again, you're not as connected as many people your age.